This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman. Why don't you talk to me? Why don't you talk to me? I'm Gina Kaufman. Welcome to Central Standard. You heard the music, so you know what's in store. We're getting your answers to our Tell KCUR question. This week, we've been asking about your must-see Kansas City sites and your must-do Kansas City experiences. Here to talk about that is Brianna O'Higgins. She's the mastermind behind KCUR's digital presence, but more importantly, for the purposes of this conversation anyway, she's a Kansas City girl in the making. She's lived here just long enough to call this place home. Hi, Brianna.
Good morning, Gina.
How long have you lived in Kansas City?
So it was my two-year anniversary of living in Kansas City last week. So 2 years exactly.
Happy Kansas City-versary.
Thank you.
So you came here from California with a little detour in Wichita, Kansas. How do you think the path you took to get here has affected your experience of Kansas City so far?
Well, I'll start by saying that my experience of Kansas City has been one of love. I really like Kansas City. We bought a house here, sort of committed to Kansas City, at least for a longer period of time than I have anywhere else besides where I grew up, of course. And I think I've lived in a lot of places. So L.A., San Francisco, Madison, Wisconsin, Portland, Maine, rural Ohio when I was in college. And what I liked about each of those places, a feeling of a big city, affordability, all these things sort of come together in Kansas City, which is, I think, why I fell in love.
So you have fallen in love with Kansas City, and you've been talking about the Kansas City bucket list around the office for a while now. Can you tell our listeners the story behind that?
Well, in my family, my little family, we like to make bucket lists. This is before Kansas City, so like summer bucket list. We wrote that last month. Summer 2015 bucket list. We have a fellow here from NPR. And her first weekend, we took her out. I took her out and wrote her bucket list, her Kansas City bucket list, stuff she had to do. She's only here for 3 months in Kansas City. So I'm all about the bucket list. And I thought, why don't we ask our audience what's on their Kansas City bucket list? And we might find some gems we didn't know about or didn't think about.
We've had some healthy debate about the meaning of the term bucket list. So not worrying too much about what other people mean by bucket list, how are you defining Kansas City bucket list?
So I use bucket list really, really loosely, like I said, with summer bucket list, winter bucket list, you know, just like stuff you want to check off, fun things. They're fun things you want to check off. I don't make like a house chores bucket list. So we're using it loosely here, but we were basically looking for, you know, not your average stuff that everyone sort of tells you to do when you visit Kansas City, but stuff that people who live in Kansas City should make sure they make the time to do at least once.
Did you get any suggestions you're really excited about, things you are going to put on your own bucket list?
So a couple people mentioned this place called Ka Point that I think I've heard about in passing, but I don't exactly know what it is. So two things that are apparently at Ka Point: stand in the footprints of Lewis and Clark. You can stand in the footprints of Lewis and Clark. So I thought that was pretty exciting. And also at Ka Point, observing eagles during the winter. So I guess those two things can happen at this one place.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I'm pretty excited to go to Ka Point. Another thing that I'd also sort of heard about in passing is after midnight jam sessions at 18th and Vine.
At the Mutual Musicians Foundation.
Yes, a couple people mentioned that. Now, I have a 3-year-old, so doing anything besides sleeping after midnight is not really in my near future. But I hope before we leave, if that ever happens, that I'm able to make it out for that.
Yeah, we've got to keep you here long enough for your daughter to get older.
Old enough that I can not be sleeping after midnight, yes.
What else?
So a few things came up a lot. One, the most common thing people said was visit the World War I Museum. I think it's one of those things, I mean, we all know it's here, but it seemed like one of those things that Kansas Citians will sort of put off or not go to. Whereas with the Nelson Atkins, for example, we all kind of go. I mean, it's free. It's right there in near the plaza. So I don't know. But the World War I Museum, including going to the top of the Liberty Memorial, that came up a lot. Also seeing jazz music at the Blue Room, at the Green Lady Lounge, multiple other places, but definitely taking time to make sure you hear live jazz music in Kansas City. That came up a lot. And eating a skyscraper at Winstead. So I did that last week, Gina, because I'd never heard of it. And you did a dessert show, and it was coming up. And
that is a real Kansas City tradition.
And I had never heard of it until last week, and now it just feels like it's coming up everywhere. So eating a skyscraper at Winstead's.
Which item on the list feels the most like a real insider's recommendation, something you wouldn't have gotten from a quick Google search or like an airplane magazine on your way here?
So I have to say nothing really like totally shocked me, but something came up that I wasn't expecting. A lot of people offered up volunteer opportunities. So they said that something Kansas Cityans need to do is volunteer at Harvesters or volunteer for Habitat for Humanity or the Kansas City Community Kitchen. So a lot of people felt like volunteering was something every Kansas Cityan should make time to do.
Do you want to share anything from your Kansas City bucket list?
So this came up, both these things came up, but that they're on my list now. Take a drive or a ride or a walk down Cliff Drive. I have not gone up there. I've heard this a lot.
It's so beautiful.
That is definitely on my list. And I've never been to a drive-in movie. Now, I know it's not a quintessential Kansas City experience, but those are not available, or they weren't when I lived in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to go see a drive-in movie.
I'm a big fan of that myself. Do you still have questions as a newish Kansas Cityan that our listeners can help you answer?
Well, I have to say, I think we've sort of checked off everything on the Kansas City bucket list, except for the few that I've gotten from this exercise. So when I lived in Wichita, we explored Kansas, but I really haven't gone anywhere like day trips in Missouri. I need day trips in Missouri. I want to explore Columbia, Springfield, and I don't know what else is out there. So
Brianna, what's your Twitter handle? Maybe some of our listeners will give you Missouri day trip ideas.
Yeah, tweet me. I'm at Brianna O'Higgins. You can search for KCUR on Twitter, and I'll come up along with all the other lovely people that work here. And tweet me your Missouri day trips. I think that could be our next Tell KCUR, maybe.
Brianna O'Higgins, digital content editor, thanks so much for chatting with me about the KC bucket list. How can people continue adding to our list?
So on Twitter, we use the hashtag TellKCUR, so you can tweet us your ideas. We can add them to the online list that will be up later today. Or you can leave a comment on Facebook.
That's KCUR's own Brianna O'Higgins, everyone. Made for me. You were
made for me. A fish was made to swim in the ocean. Sail on the sea, as sure as there are stars.